Hello. I'm Jay Bozovich. I'm your county commissioner, and I'm running for re-election. I'm coming around and asking people for their support for May 20th.
Hi. Are you Nancy?
Yes.
I'm Dawn Leslie, and this is my son Clayton, and I'm running for county commissioner. So I'm just talking to voters.
Both candidates were knocking on doors this past weekend, bringing their message directly to voters in the West Lane District, which spans from West Eugene north to Junction City and west to Florence. Lane Community College political science instructor Steve Candy calls this retail politics.
With these local races, you know, I think it's absolutely essential. And oftentimes races are decided by, you know, what they refer to sometimes as the ground game. Boots on the ground, getting all of your supporters out there working for you, talking to people.
On a recent weekend in Veneta, many people didn't answer when Dawn Leslie knocked on their door.
Quite frankly, I've never heard of you.
Okay.
Isn't that awful?
No.
Leslie, an engineer who's running for office for the first time, says it's worth it to be out in the district she hopes to represent.
The people who want to know me will say, no one's ever come to my door before, or, you know, I've never met one of my elected officials. I've never met a county commissioner. So if you get elected, I will know one of the, you know, I will have met one of the county commissioners, and they like that. And an exchange happens that I think is the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be open and accessible to the public, and we're supposed to be listening to their views.
Leslie says she got into the race because she didn't like what she saw happening on the board.
I'm concerned that we're not moving forward on recovering from the recession and creating the new economy for the future, where Lane County is thriving again and where we have a functioning public safety system. And I'm watching our commissioners have scandals and backroom deals and lawsuits, cover-ups.
The board's most recent scandal involved the firing of County Administrator Leanne Richardson. She had been illegally converting leave time to take-home pay. In a heavily redacted report, Richardson told an investigator that three board members, including Jay Bozovich, were aware of what she was doing. Bozovich says Richardson was dishonest about her pay, so her claims that commissioners were aware of it are also lies.
Unfortunately, it makes a great headline for the Register Guard to say Richardson said commissioners knew, and then you had to read down through their entire article to the end to say, and by the way, the investigator found her to be untruthful.
Many people criticize Bozovich and the other conservative board members for the redistricting of the county after the 2010 election. Most of the more progressive voters in Lane County are now concentrated in the South Eugene district. Janice Marshall joined Dawn Leslie going door-to-door in Veneta. She says she doesn't live in the West Lane district, but
in a way, I'm representing the many people that got redistricted out of this district that share my beliefs that because of Jay, he made sure that their votes don't count as much.
Political science instructor Steve Candy says Bozovich may be more vulnerable than fellow conservative board members Sid Lykin and Faye Stewart, who are also up for re-election.
I think Jay is perceived differently than the other, you know, conservatives, the other Republicans, because I think people see him as more actively engaged rather than sort of going along with stuff.
Bozovich's supporters say he's got principles and isn't afraid to stand up for them.
Jay has to be reelected. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Margaret Thummel is a Eugene businesswoman. She joined Bozovich on a recent day of canvassing in the Bethel neighborhood.
We have so many problems, and we really need common sense people running these jurisdictions.
Bozovich says he's running for re-election because he wants to continue to work on bringing more jobs to the county and improving public safety.
Those are the two big issues I ran on 4 years ago. I spent the last almost 3.5 years now doing just those things. And what I want to do is continue. Those are going to be my priorities, is job creation and public safety.
Bozovich was instrumental in helping to bring a call center to Veneta and worked with State Representative Val Hoyle on the new state hospital in Junction City. During his term on the board, the county successfully got a public safety levy approved by voters. Jobs and public safety top the list of priorities for both candidates for the West Lane board seat. It's an off-year primary, so voter turnout may be low. Ballots will be in the mail Friday. The deadline to vote in the primary election is May 20th. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.